There's a double bill of Indian films with a live soundtrack taking place at the Dome on Wednesday. King of Ghosts features a montage of vintage clips of India in Empire days. And Satyajit Ray's cult 1969 film, Gupi Gain Bagabain, which is a world of ghosts, wizards and strange creatures. Salad player and composer Shaumik Datta has collaborated with the City of London Sinfonia to create the soundtrack. Well, I caught up with Shaumik by Skype to find out more about the films and the music.
My name is Shaumik Datta. I'm a musician, a performer, a composer, and this is a very special show that I've composed all the music for, and I'll be playing live with some incredible collaborators.
This is double bill of films with a live soundtrack. Tell us a little bit about the films. Give us a bit of flavour.
The first film is called Around India with a Movie Camera. It's a special commission from the BFI, who wanted to make something really extraordinary to celebrate the 70 years of independence. And they dug up this incredible archive footage from their vaults and commissioned this award-winning filmmaker, Sandhya Suri, to stitch it all together to make a film. And they commissioned me to do the music. And it's got the oldest surviving footage of India ever. And so people will see, you know, shots of Gandhi. They will see pre-independence stuff. They will see what colonial India looked like. I mean, which is something that we don't really know. We've never seen as filmed documentation. And I had the opportunity to sort of score that and create a world that embodied the harmony and the tensions between both India and Britain at the time. The second film, which will be shown in the second half, of the show is called Gupi Gain Bagabain, which, for those people who know it, is a cult classic made by the Oscar-winning director Satyajit Ray, who's from Kolkata, which is the same city that I was born in. It's a film that I saw when I was five. You know, it's a kid's film in many ways. It's got wizards, it's got giants and ghosts and creatures and two heroes who sort of save the day at the end of it. And I loved it as a kid, and it wasn't until I watched it, you know, many years later that I realized that actually it's about much more than that. It's a film about the power of music, really, and how it can help bring people together and stop war. And I saw it at a time when there was quite a lot of unrest happening, and it had a different kind of impact on me. And I thought, you know, this film needs to be revisited, rescored, and I wanted to put the sarod, which is the instrument that I play, which is this fretless stringed instrument from North India, I wanted to put it in the foreground as the voice of the main character and have a totally cinematic orchestral sound to it, which is why you know, I have the great fortune to work with the City of London Sinfonia.
But the original film has a lot of music in. So does your soundtrack work around that music, or does it take that music out altogether?
That was one of the decisions that we had to make. And I read somewhere that Satyajit Ray sort of, you know, admitted that because he was in the sort of art house industry at the time, there wasn't that much money. And he had to sort of work around all of that. And he does admit that he wished he had an orchestra. And so I sort of picked up on that and said, well, if we could give him one, what would that sound like? And so the original score and the original film is actually, the sound of it is muted, and it's the new score that you hear live on stage.
It's visually a very trippy film in places. Does your soundtrack reflect that? I mean, some of it, felt like it, as if it'd been influenced by the Beatles films.
Oh, I mean, you know, we're talking about 1969, so, like, there was a lot of trippiness going on, and this is a film which is about the supernatural. It's about two village musicians who are actually terrible musicians. It's quite funny, actually. It's a hilarious film. They find this extraordinary magical character in the forests who gives them special powers, and one of the special powers is to become the most incredible musicians in the whole world. So incredible that they can almost stop time and stop people from moving because they get transfixed in the, enraptured by the music. The other special power that they get is the ability to teleport to anywhere. So, I mean, that's, I think the combination of those two things makes it quite a trippy film.
What would you like an audience to go away with? Would you like them to learn something? Would you like to explore more?
This is quite a unique show, you know. There's going to be live musicians on stage, some of the best musicians in the country, really. And people are going to go on this incredible visual journey through this vintage India. They're going to meet kings and queens. They're going to see wizards and see footage of Gandhi. And then in the second half, they're going to watch this incredible film and come out, I hope, you know, on one hand, entertained, surprised, uplifted, but also, you know, I hope that the project of the show challenges their perception of what it means to live in Britain today, and if they're Indian, then what it means to be an Indian today.
A Sarod player and composer, Shomik Datta, talking about the live soundtrack to King of Ghosts, Double Bill. That's taking place at the Brighton Festival in the Dome on Wednesday at 7:30.